Moncrief on News Talk.
The Guinness World Record has just been declared that a young man in Ghana is the world's youngest professional artist. And when I say young man, I'm exaggerating a wee bit. Ace Liam Nana Sam Ankara isn't even 2 years of age yet. Yet he's had an exhibition and can't keep up with the demand for his work. His mother, also an artist, is Chantal Kukua Egan. Afternoon, Chantal.
Good afternoon.
Ace Liam, when will Ace Liam be two?
He will turn two in July 16th, sorry.
All right, okay, so he's not even two yet. And when did he first start painting? What were the circumstances there?
He started painting at the age of 6 months. I'll call it when he was rather first exposed to colors and canvases. That was 6 months. And because I'm an artist, I wanted a way of keeping him busy while I also did my paintings. And I introduced him to colors and spread a canvas on the floor because he had just started learning how to crawl. So I just wanted to heighten his tummy time experience by introducing colors while he learned how to firm his muscles and build muscle strength. That was when he first discovered colors.
And when did you then first notice that he was arranging those colors and he was actually making pictures?
That was around the age of 11 months. So after he created his first artwork when he was 6 months, he didn't paint the 7th month and the 8th month. That was because I didn't think it would do anything, was going anywhere, or he was talented. But at 11 months, he visits my studio all the time and he wanted to do what I did. So I set up a mini easel and a canvas and I gave him the brush. But before I could teach him how to dip the brush in the colors, he already knew how to do it. So I just picked up my phone and started recording him. He chose green, he chose red, and he chose white. And he went ahead and created his own painting. And even he ended up dropping the brush at a point and used his hand to blend the colors. And he created something beautiful. I was surprised and I was shocked. And I said, I think this boy is probably onto something.
Yes. And would he get, while he's painting, does he get as much paint on himself as he does on the canvas?
Because he was still discovering paint and the textures and all of that, sometimes he would be a little bit overwhelmed by the amount of paint on his hand, so he might want to rub it on his outfit. However, I thought about it early and got him a mini artist apron so it protects his clothes. But sometimes it just doesn't do anything. He just dives into the work literally with his whole body and then smears the paint around.
And how do you know, like, does he tell you when he's finished? Or how does that work?
He does. Initially, he just drops the brush and just walks away from the canvas. However, he started speaking quite early and communicating. So before he could tell me, Mama, I am finished, he used to give me the canvas and tell me to hang it on the wall because he's noticed that the paintings that go to the wall, it means it's finished. So you say wall, then I'll hang it. But as he started talking and communicating, he would say, Mama, finished.
Right. Okay. And have you ever hung a painting on the wall and he felt it wasn't finished yet?
Yes. So just last week, I thought he had finished a painting about 3 months ago. So I photographed the painting. I was like, okay, this is a good artwork. He walked into the studio. He took a tour of the space and asked me to pick out that painting for him. I was like, well, you're done. Why do you need that artwork? He said, no, he needs it. He took the painting from me. He went to his easel. He went to place it on the easel and added, I think, It wasn't even bigger than a dot. And then he asked me to hang it again. I'm hoping he doesn't ask me to pull it down again.
That's fantastic. And have you noticed then, has his style been evolving? Has it been changing as he's got older?
Yes. Comparing the paintings he did at 6 months to even the ones he did at 11 months and the subsequent years, I've noticed his choice in colors are changing. There's some colors he used when he was younger that he barely touched, or he used them as base colors. He approaches his backgrounds more spontaneously. And when it comes to detailing, he reaches out for brushes. He tries to fill in. Sometimes I wonder what he's looking at that I can't see, but then I leave him. And then when I'm done, I go, oh, okay, this is what you tried to do. So he approaches his color palettes more vibrantly. He chooses colors that complement each other. And then his brush strokes and then the way he splatters paints have also evolved. He doesn't hold back. He goes all out when he's painting.
Yeah. And well, I assume he can't write yet. So how does he sign his paintings?
So he signs his paintings in the cutest way possible. He signs his painting with a palm print at the back of each painting. Aww. If you're lucky, you find his palm print in the works itself.
So he was doing all this and obviously gifted at a very young age. When did you think, we'll see, can he sell some of these works?
So one of the rules Guinness World Record gave us when he was trying to break the record was to sell his work in order for him to qualify as a professional artist. So we started selling his works when he applied for the Guinness World Record. However, in his lifetime, he has only sold 11 paintings, of which 9 sold out at the exhibition, and then 2 were commissioned. One being from the First Lady of the Republic of Ghana and one from a big collector, I think, outside of Africa. However, because he's young, I'm not commercializing his painting or trying to sell them. I want him to take his time and do what he wants. And then when the time is right, we will know when we have to sell.
Yeah.
His works. But right now, we just want him to explore, create, and just feel free as a child that he is.
Yeah. But his how much are his paintings selling for now?
I could just give you a price range where his paintings can go as little as a few hundreds, depending on the size, to as much as thousands.
My word. Is it kind of weird? Because you're an artist as well, obviously. Is it kind of strange for you? You might reach a point where he's 5 and his paintings will be worth more than your paintings.
I mean, he's selling his works more than my paintings right now anyway. Yeah. But then I believe that because of the attention his works have gotten and the coverage he's gotten, sometimes I do get mentioned as an artist in these articles and press. So it's also kind of added value onto me. So I feel like the joy or the publicity has trickled down to my art as well.
Yeah. But now that he has this record, are you going to continue to set up exhibitions for him or just let him do his own thing?
In as much as he's doing his own thing, I believe that he's also growing and exploring the world. However, I need to nurture this. I don't know if he will choose art in the future or he'll choose to branch, but I can only hope that the direction I am going, he might want it. So I do want to sign him up for his own solo exhibition because the attempt he did, it was in a group exhibition. So I want him to have his own solo exhibition and possibly when we are ready to sell his works, it could be in a form of an auction since there's more demand than we can supply right now.
Yeah. And do you have enough room to keep all the canvases? Is he extremely productive?
Yes. So lucky for me, my grandparents left me a piece of land before he passed away. Sorry. And I built a studio that has 3 spaces with a gallery. So I decided to use my private room and give it to him as a studio. And he thrives more in his own space. Initially, he used to create in my studio. And I realized that even the paintings I have completed, to him, they don't look completed. So he ends up adding his own touches to my finished work. So I had to move him out of my studio. And when you come to his space, I've organized it to the height of a 1-year-old so he can pick his own colors, he can reach his own easels, and he can choose to splatter paints where and how he wants. And he doesn't feel restricted, unlike painting in my space.
That's an extraordinary story. Congratulations to Ace Liam and congratulations to you as well. You must be a very proud mother. Chantal Kukua Egan, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me too.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.